Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh my God. So I'm telling you, I'm still disoriented, being gone 4.5 months. That's a long time for me to be gone from my house. I'm like totally disoriented. RJ and I were both like, we can't find anything. He's going like, where are my gym clothes? I'm like, where is my makeup? I mean, everything. We can't remember where it is because it's been so long. But I have enough content for today's show for 4 hours. So if you guys don't have anything to do, get your popcorn out, prop your feet up, and have a cocktail for lunch. So I'm going to go through it randomly, and then whatever I run across, it's just not, oh, you can't live without it, I'll save it for the next batch next week. I don't have to do any research for like a month now. Oh, first of all, what do you think?
Fabulous.
My Randy Rainbow. Are you guys following Randy Rainbow on Twitter? He does the best Broadway satires of, oh my God, he's hilarious. He's going to be here. I have to see if I'm in town that day. I think it's October the 18th, I think, and if it is, we're here. We have to get tickets and go. He's hilarious. So anyway, I found these in line waiting to pay for my car wash in L.A., and I go, $10 sold, Randy Rainbow. Okay, so what happened in L.A.? Well, I believe it or not, I went to Pilates 6 or 7 days a week. And RJ went to the gym 6 or 7 days a week. And, of course, Roy walks the hill every single day no matter what. I can't do that hill. It's too hot. It's so hot. Like, it's cool till 11, about the time I wake up, until about 5. And, by, you know, and there's too much traffic on the hills, and it's too hot outside. But he usually takes the German Shepherd and walks the hill. But we didn't have the German Shepherd this summer with us, and he walks that hill every day. But I don't think it's safe. I tell him not to do it. He doesn't want to hear me. So I did that. And then RJ's friend, I don't know if you guys know Lisa Ann Walter. She produced Dance Your Ass Off, and she was in Parent Trap, and she's a stand-up comedian, and she's an actress, blah, blah, blah. Well, RJ's friend is her son, Spencer. I've known Lisa for 20 years. They came over and hung out a lot, and RJ hung out with Spencer a lot, and then Spencer needed a job, so I got him a job at the same place that RJ works, which is Pet Posh Care, where they have the best grooming and the best daycare and the best everything for dogs in all of West Hollywood. And so RJ was working there part-time, and then Spencer got a job, and I found out later, guess what his hours were?
What?
11 at night till 7 in the morning. Oh my God, the poor kid.
I had to do that at a convenient mart in college.
That was awful.
Bad graveyard shift.
Yeah, because I did it. I worked at the hospital 11 to 7, but I'm a night owl. So for me, it wasn't so hard, but it took a long time to adjust his schedule. But anyway, so we did that. And then I'm telling you, there's just so much going on. This one girl at my Pilates studio, her dog died after 16 or 17 years, and she had another dog. Well, the other dog wouldn't eat, wouldn't get out of bed, and was moping around for like a week. She was force-feeding this dog. So she started trying to adopt a dog. Have you ever tried to adopt a dog in Los Angeles?
No.
It's harder than adopting a Russian baby. They come to your home. You have to make an appointment. You can't just walk in. You make an appointment and go and view the dogs. Then they do a background check on you. Then they come and check your house. And then they have a list of 20 other people that want the dog. And you have to try to get the dog. She was trying to get the dog for like 3 weeks, trying to get a dog. And I was worried about her other dog that wouldn't eat or anything. So I got on the phone, you know me. I don't know anybody in L.A. You know, here I would have made one phone call and we'd have had, which dog of these 20 do you want?
Right.
We couldn't get a dog. So I got on the phone with this guy, Jerry. I don't know if any of you know him. He had a contact in Arizona that runs the entire adoption center for dogs in Arizona. She called the woman in Beverly Hills that had this adoption clinic where they had this one dog that had a wait list of like four or five people and bumped her to the top of the list, and she got the damn dog. So that was like a traumatic week, you know? I mean, it's just so much. You know me, I get involved in all. Why do I just get involved? I get
it's
involved.
It's like a college entrance exam scandal.
You know, exactly. That's exactly what it was like.
You're like the Lori Loughlin of
dog
adoption.
So then Jerry goes, well, I think the woman may think the dog is for you, and she recognized your name. And I'm like, Jerry, when they go to interview this woman, they're going to realize it's not me. So then he has to call and say, no, it's for the bird. It just went on anyway. You're right. I mean, we were bribing to get the dog. Oh, and then I did say, well, you know, if you do let this woman have the dog, I'll be glad to donate to your clinic. So I did, of course, donate. But I was just like, you're right. It's the college scandal to get the dog. It's funny.
Can you take my SAT test so I can get my dog?
Well, first of all, you don't even want to know. I went all the way downtown and went to every dog adoption place downtown. Uh-huh. Then I went to South Korea and went to every other one. Then I Googled in my thing, and the next closest one was 38 miles. 38 miles in Los Angeles. You may as well go to Arizona. So I gave up on that one. And I mean, I just happened to think, because I kept saying, but I just don't know anyone that's that connected here. Oh, I do know Vanderpump's connected, but she had her own problems at her clinic with some dogs that they were trying to keep quiet about. So I actually went in there, but they had a little thing going there with, they're trying to keep quiet. So I won't say any more. So that didn't pan out. And there was just no way. And so I was just like beside myself. Anyway, that's
that
one.
Oh, my goodness.
Then, oh, my God. It's just unbelievable. Oh, and then the one was in San Diego. They said, but you have to come down here. And I said, but we'll come down and get the dog if you can guarantee we're going to get the dog. Because we got the picture of the dog. No, you have to come in for the interview. Then we have to do a home thing. I was like, oh, my God. This is harder than adopting a baby. Then, did you guys watch Big Little Lies?
Tried.
You didn't like it?
I did not like it as much as the first season.
Oh, my God. I thought it was better than the first season, Jason.
I didn't finish it.
Meryl Streep was fantastic. I loved it.
I thought it was better than the first season. I was riveted.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
Meryl Streep just eats up the season.
She does. She does. It doesn't matter. If she's playing a glamour puss like she did in The Devil Wears Prada, or if she's playing like this little old grandmother in Big Little Lies, she just has got it. I mean, she's got it. But I'm telling you, I thought it was brilliant. So you got to watch it, James. You got to watch it.
And
then I'm watching also, did you guys watch The Loudest Voice, the Roger L. story? Oh, my God. First of all, that was brilliant. It is so good. What is it, on Showtime or something? I don't know what it's on. You have to look and see what it's on. It's called...
It was on Showtime.
Showtime?
I think.
The Loudest Voice.
Yes, it was on Showtime.
Russell Crowe played... You remember how, James, we said in Bohemian Rhapsody that the guy... What's his name?
Freddie Mercury?
No, the other guy, the actor. You didn't even
Rami
know.
Malek.
Yeah, well, you didn't even know it was him. You just thought it was Freddie Mercury. That's how Russell Crowe was. You forget. You think you are watching Roger L. Now, I knew Roger L. and his wife. So when I saw the special coming out, I was going to text his wife and say, congratulations, I see there's a biopic out about Roger L. And I totally forgot about it. I just remembered I was going to do it, and I never did. Her name is Beth. She lives in New York. She's lovely. So then I start watching it. I was like, thank God I didn't text her and tell her congratulations, because it showed all of his philanthropy. It showed all of everything. But it was a brilliant show. You have to, it was so good. It's how, he's a genius. The guy's a damn genius. It shows you how he took over Fox News and turned it into the empire that it is. Mm-hmm. And he really did all that. It was just amazing.
I'm obsessed with Succession right now.
Me too. I'm watching that one too.
Oh my gosh.
It
is so good.
It's so good.
Yeah. Succession and The Boys are my two favorite.
What's The Boys?
It was on Amazon Prime this summer.
I have to write it down.
And it's a superhero show, but they're
not. I like superhero shows.
But they're not superheroes.
Okay. I don't like superheroes.
They're the super unheroes, and it's very interesting.
It's really good.
It's really good.
Okay. What's it on?
It's on Prime. Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime. See, I don't know how to even access all that. I have to get Roy to do it. And RJ. In my house, I just call RJ. RJ, mom needs this. Mom needs an app. Mom needs this. I can't do all. Okay.
Everyone's so, saying hello to you. They think you look great today. Oh! They're all so glad you're back. Beth Foster says, I'm at the bank, but hello.
Hello!
She says she loves Jason and everyone. Ryan Ferreira Holt, he's one of our regulars, and he says hello. He was also watching Big Little Lies, and he enjoyed it.
That's not the same Ryan that used to make me wear the hat, is it?
No.
That's a different, that was another.
That's Kyle Clark.
Oh, Kyle.
He wants you to wear the hat all the time, every season. Kiki Reed says she is on season 2, episode 1 right now.
Of which one?
Of the
Big Little Lies.
Big Little Lies, yeah. Yes. And let's see, someone was asking.
God,
Ryan wanted to know
voice.
If you were watching On Becoming God, or On Becoming a God in Central Florida.
No, On Becoming
a God in
God.
Central Florida.
Oh, who's it about, I wonder? That must be
it's
about
on Showtime.
Me. It's your I didn't know.
It's your biopic.
I didn't know they made a film about me. And
it's
Central
about Jackie.
Florida. Yeah. Oh, the Queen of
the
Versailles.
Queen of Versailles.
Oh, that was the other thing. So Jackie came to L.A. for 3 days, but I wasn't able to see her because I can't remember why. That was the time I was doing radio.
About Amway.
And, huh?
He says it's loosely about Amway.
Oh, we have to see that. So I was doing Jeff's radio show in the morning at, not all the time, but a few times, and I have to get up. He picks me up at 6:45. Can I tell you, I may as well stay up all night to get up at 6:45. Then I just drink so much coffee, and then I go home and try to go back to sleep. But by then, I've drank so much coffee, I'm wound up. So the entire day that I do his show, I'm just dragging. I can't function. I'm rocking into walls. So I take a little nap. I don't really go to sleep. I try to take another nap. I don't go to sleep. Nap. So she came on one of those days. And Ronnie was going to meet her, and I was going to meet her, and he had to work, and then I didn't meet her, but I wanted to see her. I love seeing her. She's just fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
and then
she was on Flipping Out, or was on, not Flipping
no,
Out, on Below Deck
below
this
deck.
Season. Yeah,
below
or the
deck,
summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I had several parties. Oh, my God. I had the parties of all the parties. Let me tell you, who was at the parties? I mean, the list is so long. People that you would know and recognize. Tom Arnold came to all the parties. I went to dinner party at Kathy Griffith's house. She came to one of my parties. I'm trying to think of the people you would know. There's a ton of them. Anyway.
Ronnie and Ben.
Oh, Ben and Ronnie, they were at the parties. And, oh, my God, who
Heather,
else?
Heather
wasn't, because the one party I had, she was in Disneyland, and the other one I had, I can't remember, but then she had a birthday party, and then I didn't go to her birthday party, but then I went and bought a damn gift. It's still sitting there. I didn't even see her the rest of the summer to give her the gift. Jeff came to one of the parties, Doug Booten and Maiden from the show, Megan, and Monica from the show, and I can't even remember, but we had the parties of all parties. The guys at some big film producers that produce a lot of films. Antonio came, Jason, to one of the parties. He was in town, and he brought Oscar De La Hoya's manager. He bought these two film producers. He brought, I forget all who he brought, and then I can't even remember. The list was just so long. But what happens is, it starts out with 3 or 4 people, and then it just escalates, and it escalates, and it escalates, and it escalates. But I do regret not seeing Heather over the summer, now that you think about it, because I missed her birthday party, then she was at Disneyland, and then I don't know why she didn't come to the last party. I can't remember. I'd have to go look through my emails. She travels a lot.
I was dying, though, because like I would wake up, and then you all would have had an event, and there were all these like tagged Instagram stories and videos from people at your house and all this stuff, and I don't ever see any of them. I don't even know how to see them. But it like the whole Tom went on and on and on about the Jerry Falwell thing. And then there was somebody you just brought in from the street. Like you all had to pull people in from the street.
Well, we were eating, RJ and Roy and I were eating down the hill at this really cute little place called Obika. And this couple sat next to us, and they loved the dog, and she's as cute as she could be. He's very good looking. They're in real estate. They have to be highly successful. They're living in the birds. And she's in does Wall Street type banking stuff. So I know they're very successful. They seem very interesting. And they live right literally like one hill. They live in the neighborhood Larry Flint lives in, who another person I didn't see this summer. And it's like really one hill over. So I said, I'm going to invite you to one of my parties. And I did. And they showed up late because they had gone to Dantana's with some friends. And then I just forgot it. I didn't even realize they were filming when I said, yeah, pick these people up off the street. But that's not unusual for me. Oh, Frankie Grande came to a couple of the parties. You know, I'm going to be seeing his premiere of Rock of Ages. He's the lead in Rock of Ages in LA, starting, and it's going to be, the opening is October 30th, but he's got a special premiere, friend and family premiere on October the 20th or something. Oh, and Julian Brandy from Dumb Gay Politics, they hung out. One night they hung out till 4 in the morning, and everybody, Roy goes to bed on me. Okay, he just goes to bed, 10:30. Well, I'm going to bed, and at least we have 40 people in the house, and they're all like, where's Roy? I'm like, he's asleep already with all the dogs. And so I stay up until the last person leaves, and Ronnie, Annabelle, and Brendan, and the two girls, Julian Brandy, they stayed till like midnight. Then Ronnie and Annabelle left, and Brendan left. Brendan has no energy. He's 26 years old, and he's always, oh, I've got to go home and go to bed. I'm like, what is wrong with you? I could be your fucking grandmother, and I'm still up. And so Ronnie and so the girls and I stayed up, and with Ronnie, Ronnie stayed until like 3 or 4 in the morning, just gossiping all night. And we had to close all the windows and doors because that bitch next door listens to everything we say and yells and screams at us.
We're going to see Ronnie and Ben here in Fort Lauderdale next month.
Oh, yeah. When is that? Do I have that on the calendar? When is that?
Yeah, November 8th.
Okay, I'm here.
Friday
I got
to
write that down.
In Fort Lauderdale, watch What Crappens Live.
Oh, no, we have to write that down on the calendar.
And if you're in South Florida and have not seen them do a show, and you are a Bravo fan,
so
or even if you're not a Bravo
They're so
fan,
hilarious.
It's hilarious.
RJ, do you want to go see Ronnie and Ben
Definitely
perform November 8th in Fort Lauderdale? Maybe we can go to Sean's restaurant for dinner first. Oh, my God, the best restaurant in the world. RJ's working this. He doesn't start school till January.
People were asking, just I was going to say, they were saying, where is RJ and where's
here.
Little Black?
Come
and
over,
they were wondering if he's where he's going
so
to school.
So RJ's working until January. He's working at the Italian consulate 3 days a week, and he's working here 2 days a week. And he's taking his Italian courses, his Chinese courses, his piano courses, and a lot of other courses between now and then. But he's going to go to the University of Miami starting January. We decided to let him have one semester off. So there you have it. Oh, and then Bill Frew came to all the parties. He does a lot of volunteering. He's one of the top dogs over at Disney. He's doing a big, huge LGBTQ center, you know, donation. He donated so much money, Jason. Remember how he used to donate to us so much money? Wow. He's donated so much money, plus he volunteers once a month. So I went to a luncheon with him over there. They serve as 700 teenagers a day that come in there, and they get them jobs, they get them training, they get them food. From the LGBTQ community. So I made a donation to them because I think what he's doing is just amazing. And then there was Gay Pride. Wasn't there Gay Pride while I was gone? I think it was Gay Pride, too. I missed it. I used to go down the hill and go to Gay Pride. But now the way they block the streets, it's just so hard. I literally have to go over the hill, around, park, and walk 17 blocks. Because where I used to live, there was another exit down the hill.
Yeah.
So I don't go to Gay Pride anymore. And I used to like to go, but I'm not going to walk all the way down the hill to go. My high heels.
Every Friday night's Gay Pride at your house.
That's true. Every
Hollywood.
And then you guys want to hear the funniest story. And so, you know, I'm going to support all the Democratic candidates. I'm telling you, how much time have we? Oh, my God. We're just going to run out of time. I don't have my clock because I don't have
We're good. We're good. Okay. You're only 17 minutes.
Okay. So, you know, I support all the Democratic candidates because, you know, Trump's ruining the world. Well, so I bought this ticket to Pete Buttigieg. Yeah, Jason, you're going to pee in your pants. Okay. So I paid a top dollar ticket. It was going to be at Ryan Murphy's house. Kevin Huvane is the one that got me the invitation. He runs CAA or owns it or whatever. Every celebrity in the world was going to be there. I wanted to go because I haven't seen Kevin in a couple of summers and because I wanted to donate to Pete, and I just thought it'd be a fun event. So I send in my money, I go. So now I mentioned to Julian Brandy that I'm going to Pete Buttigieg's fundraiser. They're all over it. Oh, my God, you're kidding me. We want to take you. We're going to have our podcast. We're going to interview all the way over there. We're going to drop you off. We're going to start. We're going to stay in the front, and we're going to stalk the stars and take pictures. And then we're going to interview you on the way back. And they went on. They were so excited about this for a whole week. what time we're going to leave. We're going to go get a snack. Then we're going to drive over there. And then I'm going to be in the cameras. And then I'm going to look for the things. And then when Brian Murphy walks out the house, I'm going to faint. And then all these celebrities are going to be there. And you're going to be this. And, oh, my God, you've got to dress up. And, please, you've got to go and talk to them and get them on our podcast. Tell them about our podcast. Maybe some of them will get on there. So I'm going like, well, it went from me just going and, like, having a party to, like, working the room like a hooker. So I'm all dolled up, ready to go. Julie comes and picks me up in her big truck. She has a big Texas truck with a big pickup.
You're kidding.
No. It's four. You know one of those big Texas trucks where it seats four people in the front, luxury, and then it's a big bed in the back.
It's a flatbed cabin.
And it's black.
Yeah.
She picks me up in this thing. We're driving around Beverly Hills. We go down on the street he's living on. There's not a car there. And, of course, people in the neighborhood were, like, looking at that truck, you know. So we kept confirming the address and confirming the address. So finally, we get to the house, and there is a security guard in the front. And I'm like, do you think I have the time wrong? So I start going through my emails. Then I, do you think I have the date wrong? Go through my emails. Nope, the right time, the right date. So finally, Julie gets out of the truck, leaves the truck parked in the middle of the road, walks up to the security guard. She says, I'm the driver for one of the VIP guests. I am dying. I'm like, I'm not a VIP guest, and you're not a driver. And we're wondering, did the location of the event change? Well, it turns out that was the day of the shooting in, what was that town that he lives in?
Oh, yeah.
And he canceled the event to reschedule it, and they said that I never got the email. And so I was the only one that didn't get the email. So now I'm calling the campaign and going, you know, I'm here and nobody's here. And they're like, you didn't get the email?
Oh, my goodness. Leah showed up for the party and no one else did.
All dressed up with nowhere to go. So now they're like so depressed. They're like, well, we just have to go eat somewhere. So we went over to Crosswords, the best vegan restaurant in the world, and we ate over there and had drinks. I had to console them. I didn't get anybody for your podcast. But they were rescheduling it. But when they're rescheduling it, I either couldn't go or it's not when I'm there or something. I don't know. Anyway, I thought it was a little fucking hilarious.
That is very funny.
And then in sad news, oh, so sad. Peter Max's wife committed suicide. It just broke my heart. Mary, she's about 35 years younger than him, and he must be like 80.
Yeah.
So she's probably like 45. Apparently, she and the son I think is a lawyer or whatever, were kind of fighting over Peter's stuff because Peter's not really well right now, and she just committed suicide. It just made me sick to my stomach when I read it. And I haven't even reached out to the family yet because it just felt like I'm going to let the whole thing calm down and reach out. So that was on sad note. And let's see what else.
David Binkley says, you look wonderful today. And we've got Beth says you pulled a Beth.
Can you believe it?
Nancy Carver says she loves Heather McDonald. And she also asked, where's Little Black?
Black's sitting right there on the sofa, sleeping, and we're not going to
disturb him
because he'll be demanding everything.
the little prince is taking
that. Oh, my God. Oh, and then, oh, my God, you're not going to believe. That could just go on with this list of all my personal stuff. It's just so boring. Maybe I'll save some of it for next time. Let me get my glasses out. I told you about that.
Let's do our little five-second break.
Okay. All right.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And we're back.
Okay, so one of the things I will tell you that I did, too, was Tom Arnold, Michael Rapaport, and Julie Goldman were performing, and Lisa Ann Walter was hosting an event for the SAG Awards at the Improv Comedy Club. So I got a table, and I got like 20 people to go. You know me. I got the whole world to go to show up. And they didn't reserve any tables, but I told Lisa Ann, if you can just grab a table so all our people can sit together, it'd be great. Well, of course, we had the best damn table. And RJ went, and his friend Spencer went, Lisa Ann's son, and it was really hilarious. I mean, it was so good. Tom Arnold did a great skit thing, and Julie did a great stand-up, and they had big-name entertainers here. I have the invitation here. I can't remember.
You just said the three of them together, and I was just sitting here thinking, that would be great chemistry for, like, a show.
Oh, my God. Here they were.
Brandy and Michael Rapaport and...
Matthew Modine's running for president, so that's what it was for. And Pauly Shore, Kathy Ledman, Steve Byrne, Vinny Fasling, Kevin Nealon, Rick Overton. I mean, they had a sterling lineup. That was hilarious. We had a blast at that. So we did that, and that was at the Improv. Then, Jason, you would love this more than anybody I know. Louis Vuitton has a pop-up store on Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills, at where Brooks Brothers used to be, and they have the history of Louis Vuitton. This is what it looks
like
on the
outside. Yeah, it's
like a museum. Can I tell you? I've got a bunch of videos I'll show you. I bet you they spent $2 to $3 million putting that store up. It is spectacular.
They spent like two putting that pop-up up in the design district before they built the real one.
It could have been a lot more. So then I got the inside story. They bought the building, and they're going to turn it into a Louis Vuitton boutique hotel.
That's awesome.
Can you believe it? And then there's a walkway upstairs from that building across, and they're going to have the whole building behind them. But that exhibit is everything from the beginning. It's every girl that ever walked the runway with the Oscars, all the stars, their gowns are on mannequins there. I mean, it was just beyond. I went with Tim Rosta. I don't know if you guys remember him. He was with MTV forever, and then he was with E! Forever, and he's in blah, blah. So I did that. Oh, and the other thing I did was Kathy Griffin had a premiere of her show. What was it called, Jason? Oh, my God, I've lost the name of it. Oh, my God, I bought tickets. It's the best thing ever. I know, I've got the picture of it right here. I can't think of the name of it. It's so good. Anyway, she did a premiere of the show. You have to get it. You can buy the DVD and watch it. But it's her whole experience about how the FBI and the CIA and the, you know, NSA and the whole world went after her, and after she got, how she got stuck at every airport at Interpol. And she turns that whole drama into the biggest comedy routine you've ever seen. You will laugh and you will cry, and you will laugh and you will cry, and you will think of her as an icon hero for the rest of your life if you see that story. What is the name of it? Can you believe I lost my mind? No, I don't think it is. Here's the article if you want to look and see. Here. I don't think it is. But anyway, what's the name of it? I can't believe it. I'll tell you about this one next week. Oh, and then guess what? Guess
a hell of a story.
A hell of a story. How can I forget a hell of a story?
Oh, Kathy's,
a
hell of a story. That's
that?
What it's called, a hell of a story.
On the poster? Oh, yeah, certainly small. Anyway, it was in the New York Times. It's in the L.A. Times. It was everywhere. If you can go online and find out where to get that video and have a party, have 20 people over, get out the drinks and watch it, it is the best documentary story, comedy, real life thing you'll ever see. You will love it. It's just so good and so hilarious. So she's had a big comeback, finally, after what all they put her through and the hundreds and thousands of dollars of legal fees and so on.
That's
and
crazy.
Then guess where I went, Jason? You'll be very proud of me. So remember the original producers of The Housewife Show, Matt and Sebastian. Well, I maintain contact mostly with Sebastian. It was his 50th birthday, and it was in Silver Lake. Well, I tried it myself over there in an Uber. I'd never been to Silver Lake, and I went to the birthday party. And I was going to stay like 40 nice. Minutes. I wound up staying 2 hours, had the best time. And then I ran into Nate and Matt and Cooper and Sebastian, all the producers from the show. And it goes all gossip day. Oh, gossip day. So that was kind of interesting. Let's see.
I'm sure it was.
I can wait on. What are you talking about?
I said, I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear that comment in the after show.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, my God. So enough about me. I think I'll save the rest of this for next week. There's just so much about me to talk about. I don't even know what to tell you.
Nancy Carver says, Jason, can we please go to the Louis Vuitton? She's asking if you want to go with her. And Diane Sydney Jones, she says, Leah, I love you. I'm from Marco Island. I miss you on The Housewives, and you need a show of your own.
Of my own.
And Karen Romero Travis says, Leah, I love your office.
Oh, thank you. So I'll tell you one more personal story, and then I will move on to the other stuff. Yep. So listen to this. RJ had this little rash on his face, went to the dermatologist. He gave him prescription, our friend Chris O'Donnell. Guess how much the prescription was for the salve? James, yes, I've told Jason already.
I don't know, but I went to buy one about 2 weeks ago. How much? Prescription, and it was $82 for a very small tube.
$1,200.
Oh, my God.
So I walked out of the
drugstore. Well, that was with my insurance, so it probably was that.
Well, and so now they have to submit a pre-approval to see if the insurance will pay for it. If not, I think I'm going to go rob the store because I'm not paying out of principle $1,200 for a salve for an 18-year-old's face that has a spot on it the size of a penny.
No, and you know what I ended up doing? My insurance company didn't want to pay for the cream that I had because I had an ingrown hair that got really bad, and I had to put this antibiotic cream on it. And they actually pulled out while I was at the CVS pharmacy. No, he pulled out that Good RX app and put it in, and there was a coupon, and it knocked the price all the way down to $80. I could not believe it.
Well, that was good.
And so use that, and I would recommend that to anyone out there. Even if your insurance does cover it, you can actually look it up, and there might be an additional supplemental pay.
Well, the generic brand was $850.
Yeah.
$850.
They wanted me to get the generic
brand.
Jason,
I need to text that doctor today and ask him, did he get the insurance approval? So that was that. I mean, if anyone can believe that story. So now let's go to this stuff. Let's make this about you now. Now that we've had enough about me. Ask me anything. I haven't read any of these, just so you know. James prints them out. Lisa Levine. Oh, where to begin? How was your summer? Anything fun you and your family did? Are you watching Dancing with the Stars? I'm not watching Dancing with the Stars, but I will tell you this. I watched Liberace incarnated with Sean Spicer in that lime green thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. These people have no shame. I mean, this is a guy we were supposed to take seriously as a press secretary for the United States government and the White House. And he came out there shimming in that bright green. If he would have come out and
he should have worn that when he went out there and told everybody that it was the biggest inauguration crowd there had ever been. Maybe we would have believed him a little more.
Are on TV. But the thing is, even if he would have come out in a tuxedo or tails and danced, it still would have been kind of like, you know, like, do you want to be taken seriously or do you want to be Dancing with Stars? But to come out dressed, I mean, Randy Rainbow had the best tweet. He said something like, this is the gayest something I've ever, it was fun. Anyway, so that. What do I think of the season's cast? I didn't watch it. Would I can do dancing? I could do Dancing with Stars. I used to be a dancer.
I know. I was thinking
I'd
that
be awesome. I don't think I'd do it anymore. I think I'm too lazy. Gordon, no one's asking me, by the way. Let's just throw that in.
Yeah, no one's calling.
Jordy Cray, my partner's family has a house in Naples. I'm going there for my 30th birthday. I was thinking about a day trip to Miami. Are there any things to see at the first time? Okay, where can we tell them to go? You just got to go over to the beach, got to go by the Fountain Blue, got to go by Vizcaya, go to the Pam Art Museum, the Design District, Wynwood, all the art. Those are a few to start, Nico Fontes, who was your favorite housewife when I filmed? You mean on my show? On our show?
He didn't say it.
If you're talking about the
worded.
Miami show, well, me. Absolutely. It was me. And then Mark behind. Then if I had to pick someone other than me, it'd be Joanna and Karen. Are you having any housewives as a guest soon? You know, it's funny. Oh, I saw Kelly Dodd this summer. Oh, my God. You want to hear the
She's
Kelly
going,
Dodd?
I've been following all the craziness.
You're not going to believe the story. That all happened in my house. I just just attract drama. She comes to my party with the doctor's surgeon.
Right.
Some girl texts the doctor's surgeon. They get mad. She gets mad at him. They're leaving. They go on the porch. The woman calls. She looks at the phone, starts screaming at him. My friend Richard was standing there, RJ, you know Richard. And she says, "Can's Richard the phone?" So Richard picks up the phone and says, "Oh, I smell a vagina," or something like that to the girl. And then they got in a big fight on the way home, and they broke up.
And now she's dating Fox News.
And now she's dating a Fox News guy and apparently in love and engaged and getting married in October of next year.
2020.
Whatever it was.
They have a number thing.
You know, he better not like Trump because I won't be able to handle it. Okay, now. Amara Child. Oh, my God. I need your opinion on the political issues which occurred over the summer. I need to hear James Brown laughing. And which candidate impresses you the most? I will tell you, when it comes to the candidates, and you listen to me and you remember I told you this, do not fall in love, fall in line. It is all about the swing states. You take your 15 swing states, especially the 7 most vulnerable swing states that we could win, and whoever can win those states is who our nominee has to be. And then whoever the VP is, the VP is. I don't care who it is. If it has to be someone that can win the swing states. Now, I have my own opinions about that. But it doesn't matter. The polls, you go by the data, go by the science, go by the polls. The moderate, it has to be a moderate. I'm sorry. Yeah. I love the left wing of the party more than anybody could possibly imagine, but they are not going to carry these swing states. And it's not going to happen.
And the new NBC poll that came out this morning
proves it.
Proves it. And there's a huge gap within the party between the young voters and the older voters. But you know, at the end of the day, I don't care. If they nominate a freaking can of paint, I'm going to vote for it if it can get this guy out of office.
Get this guy out. He's dangerous. He's literally dangerous.
He is dangerous. He is mentally ill.
He's not going to stop until we are in a war. He's itching to get in war so he can be a war president and to get elected. And no one's going to tell me that there's not some hanky-panky going on with this oil thing. They're using this to make money on the oil one way or the other, shorting the stock, people in business, oil investors. Trust me, there's
more
to the
story. Wait until the tariffs really start hitting the consumers. Like we were just talking this morning.
Let's talk about the tariffs. So let's talk about the tariffs really quick before we go. So I was going to buy this bag that we get from China that I was going to get as a special promotion for Christmas. If you bought one of everything, you get this gorgeous little beautiful carry bag for free. We priced it today in China. My friend is over there right now. It's 3 times the cost it was the last time we bought it.
Last year.
Less than a year ago. So we can't afford to buy the bag because I can't give it away for free, and the price I would have to sell it for is not consistent with the value of the bag. So we can't do it. We have to come up with something else now. I have another idea, but we can't. You can't get anything out of China. I can just tell you that nothing out of China.
Yeah, there's a reason Apple dropped the price of the new iPhone to $600 too, because it's going to go with the taxes and tariffs. It's going to go up.
It's just unbelievable.
$1,000 phone would be.
Oh, how do I get a copy of your book? Okay, email us at hello@leahblack.com, and that's I Blue Girl, and I will autograph the book for you. When will you and Jeff Lewis have a show together? Oh, my God. I don't think that's ever going to happen, but I'm a good sidekick. I will be back on his show in October, the last week of October, and I will keep you posted on that. Who is your favorite designer? Asked Jumanji Guggenheim. Oh, my God. Guggenheim, have we stepped up? And how much is the most that you've spent on a gown? I haven't spent a lot of money on gowns. I'm not a gown girl. I haven't really spent a lot of money. Of course, it's all relative, so I won't say a number because everybody goes, "Well, that's a lot." My favorite designer, honestly, I don't know. I tell you, I think Victoria Beckham has exquisite, sophisticated, elegant taste. I will say that. James would say Versace. Ta-da! Jason, who would you say favorite designer? There's so many. I don't know. For gowns. I mean, you know, Vera Wang is the one most known for gowns, but that's kind of frilly, frou-frou. I kind of like simple whatever. The Beauty Guru, explain the best way to apply your skincare in the order. Well, we're going to make a little video clip for you at some point and post it, but I will tell you, this is what you're going to do. You wake up in the morning. It'll take you a minute. at night, it'll take you two minutes to do your thing. You wash your face with Aaliyah Black Facial Wash, which is a non-invasive, non-harsh wash, but it does a deep pore cleansing. You're going to love it. Then you put your serum on, then you put your eye cream on, then you put your moisturizer on. Those are all CBD products. The serum, the moisturizer, okay? And the so you wash in the morning, 30 seconds. Don't pull and tug. This is a deep pore cleanser, but it feels so good to your skin. Then you put your serum on. The reason you put the serum on next is because it penetrates really fast. It goes right in. It dries really quick. Make sure your skin's dry when you put it on. Then you put your eye cream on. That's another CBD product. This is the one that we're selling 3 and 4. People are buying this like, what is? Why are people buying four at a time? Even RJ said, Mom, why are these people buying four at a time? Because he's been filling the boxes. I guess they're using it on their chest.
Yeah, that's what they're saying on social media. They're using it on
their feet.
And their husbands are using it.
And up here, and the husband. But can I tell you, Jason's sister told him yesterday it got rid of the lines and wrinkles, and I think it does. I've noticed. I am telling you,
I'm using it on my forehead, and I haven't done Botox in
a long time.
When we went to West Palm, that was the last time, and you can see, like, I don't have Botox. I'm telling you.
So you wash, you serum, which has the most concentrated amount of CBD. And everyone loves that one too. Yeah. And then you put the eye cream. Be sure you shake the serum well. Then you put the eye cream on. And by the way, it does not take an entire pump. It takes
a half a pump, a third of a pump.
Yeah. But if you get the whole pump and you get too much, use it on your chest and your neck and your hands. But it takes a third of a pump. It lasts a long time, which is why I'm surprised people are buying it by the droves. Then you, this is my, I got to be honest with you. I think my favorite product for getting everything, just how it makes your skin feel. Yeah. Do you love it?
Everybody loves
it. The moisture lotion.
And I'm using it on my legs.
I love it. I told you. I'm using it everywhere.
On my legs and my
feet.
I
told you a year ago that I tested this all summer with the CBD in it. And I was dying to bring it out. But it took a long time to get it together, the whole line, but the whole packaging and the product and the whole thing. But I'm telling you, this makes my skin feel so good when
I put
that moisture on. I put it at night and in the morning. So it's just simple. The morning you wash, serum, eye cream, and moisture. At night, wash, serum, eye cream, moisture. It's nothing. It takes a little longer at night because you've got to clean your face better. If you have on makeup, it takes a little longer. It's the only reason it takes a little longer. And then once a week or twice a week, use this mask. Now remember, you used to have to mix this mask, and it cost a lot more than it is now. Now this is between 8 and 10 facial masks. It dries in less than 10 minutes. It lifts, tones, firms, tightens, sloughs off the dead cells, helps to reduce the pore size, and does a deep pore cleansing, good for acne, good for scarring, good for tightening, for firming, for toning, for all of it. This mask, it took us 15 years to develop a product that was exactly the same with the same clinical results as a non-surgical facelift kit that you used to have to mix. It's now in a tube. It takes 5 seconds to put it on. You're done. Let it dry 5, 10, when it's dry to touch and no longer pulsating, you rinse it off with your face wash, put on your serum, eye cream, moisturizer, and you're done. And that's it.
And I love that they're not like the serum isn't like most serums. It absorbs so well, and you don't have that film that it kind of leaves.
And the same thing
with the moisture lotion. And I'm going to tell you what I've been doing. I have problems like my feet get calloused really bad.
Oh, they do?
So I've been at night after I shower and my feet are still a little damp, I put that on and then put a sock over
Which
it.
Which one? The moisture
lotion? The moisture lotion.
My calluses have gone away
in like 3 days.
Really?
I'm not kidding.
My God. Well, that's a claim we can make. I love the moisture lotion. You know, I was surprised. See, when I started using that as a test on myself back a summer and a half ago, I was like, oh, my God, you know, I'd love to have this in the line. But to put the CBD in it, get the formula perfect, get the packaging, get all that done, it just took us a while to get it together, and we just introduced it. But everyone is loving it. And by the way, we still have the promo code. What's the promo code?
Promo code is podcast. That gets you 50% off at leahblack.com on all CBD products and the Sudden Youth pre-mixed non-surgical facial mask.
We're giving the stuff away.
And listen, Donna Marie Tanner had a question. She was wondering if it gets rid of crepe skin on your hands.
If it gets what?
Rid of crepe skin on your hands.
Yes. You know what? I always use everything I put on my face, I put right here on my chest and right on the back of my hands. I just do that like it's my life depends on it. So what I do is when I put the makeup, put it on my face, I even use the back of my hand sometimes to do it. I always put it on the back of my hands and on my chest because I've seen women, their face looks good, and you look below their neck, and it's crepey. Yeah.
They're 30 from the neck up, and then they're 45
or 100. I saw a woman the other night, and her neck was so crepey, and I was like, you know, why don't you wear a collar or a scarf or something? You know, I just, all that attention you put in your face, you should have done on your chest. Now, here we go. We have Testimonial Tuesdays, if you watch, if you're on our Instagram. So here's what our customers are saying. This one, Kathy Z, says, "Dear Leah Black Team, I just received my eye cream and skincare cream today. I could not wait to try it. My face, skin, and pores are screaming, thank you. This is exactly what I was looking for, exactly what I needed. This is the first and only set of skincare creams that I will not be returning." Oh, my God. You used to buy stuff and return it? That's hilarious. I've never returned anything. I'm always too nervous. Here's a testimonial from Skevin at 10065. "I've been using the CBD eye cream for a few months now, and it's a game changer. No more bags or dark circles." That's the number one thing people are saying, too, are the bags and the dark circles. "At Amy Coverton, the eye cream is the best I've ever used. Lori Michael, 1920, I bought the eye cream after hearing all about it on Jeff Lewis Live. I've only been using it for a little under 2 weeks, but it has been life-changing." Well, thank you all. Oh, here's that testimonial, the girl that sent us the picture of the circles. Look at the eye. I mean, this has got, she's got dark circles here, and she has no circles there, and the pups are a lot less there, too. Her testimonial was, "This eye cream is amazing. I don't even need a concealer afterwards." If you want to show that one.
Yeah, I can see that.
You can see that it's just huge. You can go on our Instagram. Okay, here's another one. "And Margaret Head, your CBD eye cream is amazing, and your customer service is beyond amazing." Oh, the customer service, Jason and James. Aww. S-I-S-H-I-L-U-C-Y. "Best time ever. Eye cream is amazing." P-C-E-P-I. "I have the serum and the eye cream. I love them, and I can't wait to start using everything else on my face." Okay, so also I gave Margaret, you know Howard Weitzman, the lawyer? I gave his wife, Margaret, some eye cream, because she says eye cream's her number one product that she likes, and she buys every one that's ever on the market and uses it, and so I gave her the eye cream. And let's see what she has to say. She said, "I'm the biggest expert on eye cream ever." I need to text her, by the way. Okay, so let's go to some other stuff. Oh, skincare promotion. LeahBlack.com, and enjoy 50% off all of our CBD and the Sudden Youth Lift Mask Premixed with the special pricing code of podcast. Now let's go to some gossip. In royalty gossip, Boris Johnson lied to the Queen. Death penalty. He's done. He lied to the Queen of England.
Yes.
I hope she showed up for that meeting with her crown and all the jewelry and just sat there and had someone serve tea with a silver platter and white gloves. He lied, and now I hope she bitch slaps him the next time she sees him. Lied. He lied to shut down Parliament. He wanted to shut down Parliament so no one could contradict his plan. He's just like Trump. So in order for democracy not to work and to be a dictator and to be able to shut down Parliament for the remaining weeks of the session so he could get his way about Brexit and just leave with nothing, no plan, he shut down Parliament. He lied to the Queen to get her to go along because she's not supposed to be political. And so she kind of really had no choice, but he lied. Screw him. In Felicity Huffman's sentencing, 14 days, $30,000 in fines, and several hours of community service. Well, that's certainly controversial, because I have read everything from the mothers in Georgia have been in jail for 5 years for their kids going to school in the wrong school district, to she shouldn't have gone to jail at all. Mm-hmm. I don't even know. It's so complicated.
All I would say is if I was everybody else, I would be real scared for not taking the same path she did.
Yeah, because the judge is going to punish her, and she fell on her sword. And the other ones
are going to
go to court and fight it.
And they could face 40 years.
They're never going to get 40 years, but they could be convicted. And once you have a felony conviction and you go to jail and you have that, you know, it's not going to be pretty. So let's see what happens. You know, one of the guy in Palm Beach, one of the guys asked Roy to represent him. I don't know whatever happened about that. I don't know if he did or not. I don't know.
There's a guy down, like, there's two people in South Florida. I don't know if it's the same gentleman, but the guy that's supposed to be developing that whole Miami Magic City and Alpha and all that. He was the one that was his
Someone else. They're all getting indicted. Oh, now here's something for you. You know, I'm always a nervous flyer. There's always something going on. I always tell you, worry about the maintenance, worry about the this, worry about the about. Listen to this one. This plane flying over the cross Atlantic, halfway across Atlantic. What are you? Spilled his coffee, the pilot, on the panel, and it started melting all the whatever, the buttons and stuff. And they had to turn around and go, Mac, well, you're halfway over the Atlantic. What do you do? I mean, I can't take it anymore. There's so much to worry about in the world between the fires and the earthquakes and the politics and Trump and Boris and, oh, I can't.
Boy's just going to have to get you a jet.
You know what you need?
That thing they sell in the Neiman Marcus catalog. Lord. That's like
we don't
the,
have very much time left. Oh, my God. How much? Oh, my God. We have like 7, 8, 10 minutes. Okay. Let me just skip through some of this stuff and go to some. Oh, my God. Let's just go to the politics. I mean, they've got a lot. I've already got next week's show done, guys, plus all the rest of the stuff that'll come up. Well, let's see what's going on in politics. Well, there's been the big gun catastrophes, three of them, huge. Beto O'Rourke's out now. Did you hear him in the debate? Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, we're coming after your AK-14s and your AK-15s and your AK-16s and your AK-17s. We're coming after them. So now the right-wing idiots are turning that into, I told you they were coming after our guns.
Yeah.
No, we're coming after your assault weapons because an assault weapon is a war weapon, and when you shoot somebody with it, it travels through your body, shreds everything, and you die like you would on the battlefield so you can't get up and shoot the next soldier. Yeah. That is not a gun to protect yourself or to hunt with. Not that I agree with the hunting part anyway.
But
so
you know what?
That.
The whole thing about that is so ridiculous. And it's just like, but he did kind of give them the soundbite they needed.
Of course he gave them the soundbite. But he's right in that enough with the guns already. The House has put legislation for background checks. It's been sitting on Mitch McConnell's desk for over 200 days.
To me, he's worse than Trump.
He's worse than Trump because he's smarter than Trump.
Yeah, he's worse, and
he's smarter than Trump. And so he won't put it on the floor to vote because he doesn't want to put the Republicans in a position to vote for or against it because he doesn't want to affect their reelection. And then Trump, of course, goes in and says, of course we're going to do background checks. Of course we're going to do all these things. Then he goes and has a phone call with the NRA guy, and all of a sudden he backtracks. This is like the third time he's done it. So I don't know. Let's see what's going to happen. You have to vote him out. Just vote him out. 100 people a day are dying from gunshots. You got to vote him out.
And that was like, I posted that last week on my page. I can't believe that they all got upset over 6 people dying from vaping in about 2 days, but 30,000 people a year are dying from gun, and they don't want to do anything about it. They want to outlaw the vapors
in 2 days. Because the NRA is paying the gun lobbyists and the NRA
politicians.
You've got to vote them out. If they're a Republican, no matter how much you love your guns, the Republican Party is they're a slaves to the NRA.
Yep.
You've got to get rid of them, clean up the mess, and then you can go back to a normal Republican Party again. There was a time when it was a bipartisan effort, and they banned assault weapons for 10 years, and they didn't have these mass murders. Mm-hmm. That was under Bill Clinton.
Well, Australia did it, and they haven't had any since
they've taken
happened.
Them all back, yeah. Now, Trump is still playing golf. He played golf twice.
Oh, my God. 263 days so far.
So let me ask you this. You got the hurricane going on, and he can't
go canceled a trip.
To Poland to meet over there. Now, why doesn't he want to go to Poland? He doesn't want to go to Poland because Barack Obama's going to go there 3 weeks later, and you know the crowds are going to come out and ooh and on, bow down and love and kiss and signs, and they love Obama. So he doesn't want to go there because he knows he's going to get booed and he's going to have a smaller crowd size, which kills him. So he has to go. He cancels the trip under the guise of I've got to be here to manage the hurricane. And then he went and played golf 3 days in a row.
Yeah.
The holiday plus Saturday and Sunday. And then he didn't following up on any. He's out of the loop. He doesn't have a clue what's going on.
And that was the same weekend the Taliban thing was supposed to happen at Camp David, too, I think, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. No, that was
9/11.
Yeah, he was going to invite the Taliban to 9/11 to celebrate this peace treaty they were going to sign. Who invites the Taliban to Camp David? What are you going to hang? Were you going to put what do you call those blinders on them and put them in trucks where they can't see out and get them there? You're going to drive them up there in a limo so they know where Camp David is. They know where the accesses are. They know what the whole lay of the land is. So you've given them like the keys to the city. He's fucking an idiot, moron.
Joanna Barafa says, MAGA, make America golf again.
Yeah. Oh my God. And now he's on a Twitter complete meltdown.
Yep.
He tweeted 8 times before 7:30 this morning. He's on a complete. I just can't.
I don't know what he has time to do anything else. He doesn't.
He just keeps
and
the chaos going.
And now he's taking money from the school systems and the military
to build
a wall that every single person that's ever done any real research objectively has determined that most of these people come here because they overstay their visa. They don't come over the wall. And by the way, if you really think that wall's going to help, ask El Chapo how many millions and billions of dollars of drugs that they got under the wall in the tunnel and over the wall. The wall is nothing but something he wants to put his name at the top, the Trump's wall, and to play to his uneducated, illiterate, racist base that the wall's going to stop these brown and black people from coming in and we can make America white again. It's just, there's no value to the wall. Mm-hmm. Now he's telling them, well, we're already building the wall. Look what we've done. No, what he did is they've reinforced some of the walls that were built strategically, scientifically thought out in the most vulnerable areas where the largest amounts of people were coming through. And so
during the Obama administration.
That was under the Obama administration. So he's repaired those walls, and now he's going and doing photo ops and saying, look how much wall we built.
Yeah.
You know? And then they criticize Obama for not being tough on immigration. Turns out he deported 3 million people that were here illegally. But he did it through the legal system, and he did it with humanity. He didn't lock them in cages. He didn't take them away from their kids. He didn't punish them and make them suffer. He politely deported them and told them to get in line like everybody else. Mm-hmm. And then they said, well, he was weak on immigration. Well, he's deported more people than Trump did, but he did it in the proper legal way with humanitarian purposes. You know, it was just can't with the, he's an idiot. I just can't anymore. I just can't. So now he's going to call the U.S. Army to the borders. He's insulting all of our allies. I mean, the allies now, I'm hoping, you know, Snowden, the whistleblower, wants to go to France. I'm hoping Macron invites him in with open arms just to irritate Trump.
But they're suing Snowden, aren't they?
Oh, no, Trump's now wanting to try to extradite him from Russia so he can persecute him. Why? Because he's trying to shut up the whistleblower that's in the White House right now. And the rumor behind the scenes is the whistleblower has intelligence and documentation to show that Kushner is selling nuclear information to the Saudi Arabians. Well, it makes sense. They gave him $1 billion to get him out of debt on that. Now we're going to go to war, send our soldiers to go fight a war in Saudi Arabia because someone, Iran, bombed Saudi Arabia, assuming they did. Mm-hmm. You can't believe anything the administration says. We don't know that they bombed them. We don't know what the deal is. What we know is there's some kind of a play on oil, and people are going to make a lot of money, and a lot of people are going to die, and it's all because Trump and his ego and his, I'm going to send whatever Saudi Arabia tells me to do, I'm locked and loaded and ready to do it. Yeah. Well, you got to go through Congress, number one. Number two, we don't fight Saudi Arabia's war, and someone pulled up a tweet from him criticizing Obama for defending Saudi Arabia.
A tweet, one of those
tweets
for
everything.
If you go back and look at his stuff, it's like unbelievable, the hypocrisy.
It's just, go back and look at it. He's averaging now more than 12 times a day for the lies. And now he's wanting to dismantle NATO. And then on top of that, the biggest crisis of our time is climate.
Yeah.
Look at everything. Fires, earthquakes, tornadoes, the earth's getting hotter, droughts, and he just goes over there and won't even go to the meeting about climate.
No.
Won't even go to the meeting.
NBC is doing a really good segment every night. They've been doing it so far this week called Climate and Crisis, And it's pretty amazing. Al Roker went to like Greenland and the ice melt, and they've shown where it was 10 years ago versus where it is now. And then Lester Holt was in Alaska at this place where he was as a child with his grandmother, and they have a photo of them standing on all this ice, and then the exact same spot, there's no ice, and you actually have to go inland almost 4 miles to find the ice now.
I believe it.
And it was hotter in Alaska on July 4th this summer than it was in Miami Beach. So there you go.
So then he just will, and he won't even acknowledge climate change. It's a hoax.
No.
So I'm going to give this all next week. So what I'm going to tell you now that's just too hilarious is the Sharpie. Mm-hmm. Let's end on the Sharpie. Did you see he took the Sharpie, and he included Alabama in the earth in
the cone
hurricane, and it wasn't in the hurricane. By the way, all those poor little Bohemians that got on the ferry to come over here, and then they kicked them off because they didn't have their visa. Mm-hmm. So let me get this right. You're on the third story of a house or on the roof. You're hanging on for dear life. Your cat's drowning. Your dog's drowning. All your possessions and your whole life are gone. All your food, all your water. You're just trying to survive. You finally survive the storm. You crawl yourself 100 miles over to where the ferry is, or 20 miles or whatever, by feet, probably no shoes on half of them, hungry, thirsty, don't even have a place to go pee. You get to the ferry, you get on there, and you're like, thank God we have a temporary place to stay where we can clean up, eat, regroup, and think of a plan. And the ferry guy says, if you don't have your visa, you can't stay on the ferry.
Yep.
What in the hell? Well, let me just run over to the Ritz-Carlton to my suite and get in my briefcase and pull out my visa.
Exactly.
What the hell?
I mean, it's awful. And then if you saw his comment on it.
It's just horrible.
He made some comment about very bad people coming into the country.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're not going to let these bad people come in.
Yeah,
so the Sharpie. Oh, before
Marcella Bernardi
that,
said she keeps praying for a hurricane to hit Mar-a-Lago.
Oh,
yeah, we kind of came close this time.
So look at this picture. You think this isn't just burning Trump?
Oh, you know.
Up?
I saw
it's
that.
It's burning him up.
It's a picture of
Macron and Melania. They look like they're like hot for each other. I mean, they look like they're so hot for each other. But I was going to tell you some of the funny things about this Sharpie. Okay, this is hilarious. So these are the things people made about the Sharpies. This one guy took a Sharpie, and he took all the windmills, you know, for the clean air.
I saw that.
And he put, danger, cancer kills with the Sharpie.
Because he said cancer.
Here's another one.
It's caused by windmills.
Trump is such a family man. Just look at him spending quality time with his grandkids. Sharpie Gate, and they got him on the golf course with all these kids. Here's another one. Oh, my God. The White House released a new photograph of Trump golfing, and they've got him all like a bodybuilder with a slim and trim body. I love this one. Who said you can't fix your marriage with a Sharpie? Remember when she swatted his hand away? So they draw her arm over holding hands. I mean, the guy is a laughing stock. Joke! I can't take it anymore.
My favorite one was when he was sitting at a table signing a check saying this was Mexico paying for the wall.
Oh, yeah. Another one that I loved was when he took the Sharpie and he included Greenland. Like they drew it as part of the United States. The United States owns Greenland now.
Well, did you see what happened the next day on his website? You can buy a Trump Sharpie for $17 now.
They think it's funny. They're selling the fact that President of the United States lies to the American people about life-threatening situation and the Make America Greater psychophant racist crowd thinks it's funny. Mm-hmm. I can't stand it.
Yeah.
And talk about if he's obstructed justice in the Mueller report.
Yeah.
If you wonder if he's obstructed justice during the Russia investigation, look at all the people he's refusing to let testify, telling him to deny.
Yesterday was a mess.
But he's saying, don't go for testimony. If you do, lie or don't say anything. Use the executive privilege even when it doesn't apply. And I'm giving you orders not to answer the question. I'm giving the whistleblower orders not to report it to Congress. He's obstructing justice in plain sight. So if there was ever any doubt that he's obstructing justice, he's doing it right now as we speak.
If he was my nephew, he would be grounded for like 12 weeks.
Oh, my God. It would be worse than that. They put him,
tell you right now.
In a psychiatric clinic.
I mean, he's like a five-year-old child.
I say sick. Here's another one of Sharpie. He made himself taller to be taller than Obama.
He's bigger than Obama.
Oh, another one. And here's another one. Remember, he said the White House releases revised election results. Remember, he said he won. That was a fake voting thing. So he adds a one to his voting. So because he lost by 4 million votes, so now he's won by a billion votes.
Yeah, he added another comma.
Oh my God, I can't! Oh my gosh. All this stuff we're gonna have to just do next week.
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna do this next week. There aren't any hurricanes. Okay. All right. So to wrap up, I'll give you my quote of the week. Leah's life lessons. Be classy with a splash of trash. So, did we have fun? We didn't catch up on everything, but we got a lot of it in. It's kind of hard to trim down 17 hours into one.
And 4 months.
And 4 months. So, we'll see you next week. Lunch with Leah, live, Facebook Live, where you get your favorite podcast. Please download this. Please share this. Please tell your friends about this. Please go to leahblack.com. Use the podcast code to get your CBD products and your face mask half price. And go on Instagram or tweet me or go on Facebook with any comments, questions, anything you want to say, talk about, or email us at hello@leahblack.com. So we had a blast, and I'll see you guys next Wednesday at noon Eastern time. Bye. Bravo. RJ, you're supposed to clap now. Little Black is...
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.